The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Aleph that there were three akaros, three childless women, who were zocha to be remembered on Rosh Hashanah: Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. Why were three women allowed to have Yeshua? Why were they zocha? The Sefer Shemen HaTov suggests that perhaps it was because each one of them, or their husbands, performed a selfless act. That's why they were cured. That's why they were zocha to have children. The pasuk says, "Vashem pakad esara kasher amar," and Chazal say that the vav vahashem, the vav is a chibur. It comes to connect this parasha to the previous one to teach us that Sarah Imenu was zocha to have a child only after Avram Avinu davened on behalf of Avimelech. Rachel as well was zocha to have a child because she gave the simonim, the special signs, to her sister Leah. She was afraid that Leah might be embarrassed with Yaakov. And Chana gave up her child. She promised to dedicate her child to the Beis HaMikdash, and she kept her word. After nursing Shmuel, she brought him up to the Beis HaMikdash, and she left him there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Shemin HaTov, maybe these three women were zocha to have children because they or their husbands performed the selfless act. When a person acts selflessly, they're granted a special Yeshua. During the Six-Day War, there was a palpable tension in the air. People really didn't know how things were going to turn out. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was huddled with some of his Talmidim in the bomb shelter, together with other people from the Beis Yisrael neighborhood. And everyone there was saying Tehillim with great kavana, like never before. People were really scared for their lives. Suddenly, in the midst of this frightening scene, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz heard the cry of a certain woman. They all knew this woman. She had been deserted by her husband 10 years before, without a get. He had mistreated her. He had disgraced her publicly. And now she was lonely and broken. But there in the bomb shelter, with the sound of shells exploding all around, she cried out, "Ribono shel Olam, I'm willing to forgive my husband. I'm prepared to forgive my husband for everything that he did to me. Please forgive your children. Forgive your people. And save us from this grave danger." Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that he's sure that all of those people in that bomb shelter were spared only in the zchus of that woman, who was prepared to forgive her husband for all of the wrongs that he had done to her. When the chips are down, that's the time to act with Mesiras Nefesh. That's how to be Zocha B'din. Yom Kippur is an Eis Tzara. We need a Yeshua. How can we present ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we be Zocha B'din? The answer is we have to act selflessly in some way. We have to be willing to give up on something, whether it's our covet, our time, our comforts, our physical pleasures. We have to be ready to forgive someone else, to do a chesed for someone else, to care for the needs of someone else, to be ready to sacrifice our own agenda for the sake of fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the kochos to rise to the challenge, to realize the importance of acting selflessly. May this be a year full of bracha v'hatzlacha, a year of geula v'yeshua for all of us. May each one of us be zocheh to gemar chasima tova, Ashnas Chayim Shalom.